First part of the second part. Question 29. Hatred. Article 5. Whether a man can hate the truth. The Apostle says in Galatians 4:16, I am become your enemy because I tell you the truth. The good, the true, and being are the same in reality, but differ as considered by reason. For the good is considered in the light of something desirable, while being and true are not so considered, because good is what all things seek. Wherefore good as such cannot be the object of hatred, neither in general nor in particular. Being and truth in general cannot be the object of hatred. But nothing hinders some particular being or some particular truth being an object of hatred, insofar as it is considered as hurtful and repugnant, since hurtfulness and repugnance are not incompatible with the notion of being and truth, as they are with the notion of good. Now it may happen in three ways that some particular truth is repugnant or hurtful to the good we love. First, according as truth is in things as in its cause and origin. And thus man sometimes hates a particular truth when he wishes that what is true were not true. Secondly, according as truth is in man's knowledge, which hinders him from gaining the object loved. Such is the case of those who wish not to know the truth of the faith, that they may sin freely. Thirdly, a particular truth is hated as being repugnant, inasmuch as it is in the intellect of another man. As, for instance, when a man wishes to remain hidden in his sin, he hates that anyone should know the truth about his sin. In this respect, St. Augustine says that men love truth when it enlightens, and they hate it when it reproves. First objection. It would seem that a man cannot hate the truth, for good, true, and being are convertible. But a man cannot hate good, neither therefore can he hate the truth. St. Thomas considers the above response sufficient as a reply to this objection. Second objection. All men have a natural desire for knowledge, as stated in the beginning of Aristotle's Metaphysics, but knowledge is only of truth. Therefore truth is naturally desired and loved, but that which is in a thing naturally is always in it, therefore no man can hate the truth. Reply to the second objection. The knowledge of truth is lovable in itself, hence Augustine says that men love it when it enlightens. But accidentally, the knowledge of truth may become hateful insofar as it hinders one from accomplishing one's desires. Third objection. Aristotle says that men love those who are straightforward, but there can be no other motive for this save truth. Therefore, man loves the truth naturally. Therefore, he cannot hate it. Reply to the third objection. The reason why we love those who are straightforward is that they make known the truth, and the knowledge of the truth, considered in itself, is a desirable thing.